Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. With the Audioboom mobile app, you can record audio wherever you are, and you can even edit it right in the app. It works great. And then file the report on location. That way your shows can instantly be heard by your fans and also by your followers on social media. On the listening side, Audioboom's daily download automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone each morning. That way, when you're commuting or any time that you're not connected to the internet, you can still listen to your favorite shows. What's the role of video in music consumption, you might ask? A new survey from MusicWatch indicates that video is the biggest driver when it comes to music discovery. Numbers from the consumer research company showed that 34% of respondents said that video services were the most influential sources of new music discovery. Now, music labels have known for a long time that video is an effective promotional medium for singles, but the MusicWatch study revealed something else. The most common action after hearing a new song wasn't to look for the album or buy the music. It was to watch the video again. And that's especially true for the young 13 to 24 age group. The implication of this is that video doesn't promote music product. Video is the product. There's something new in podcasting. Podcast One, the podcast production house founded by Norman Pattis, is hooking up with the Associated Press to create 18 tiny podcasts every day. There'll be hourly news updates, and because they're so small, the programs can be delivered to listeners using ad insertion technology. So, just as that technology delivers the right ad to the right person at the right time, it can also make sure you hear the correct newscast at the right time. That technology is furnished by Podcast One, and the news comes from the Associated Press. Norm Pattis told Rain News this has never been done before, and that Podcast One has the technology and the audience size to pull it off. On the legal side of podcasting, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is usually called the EFF, had a hearing with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office this week in an attempt to invalidate a patent which has been tormenting podcast companies. The patent is owned by a company called Personal Audio, which claims to have invented podcasting. Now, that's a hefty claim, but the company has established a precedent of success in court and also in settlements. But the EFF doesn't believe it, and podcasting is a very general sort of technology. It's really just making an audio file and putting it on the internet. So the Patent and Trademark Office has allowed the hearing to re-examine whether the patent should stand or be withdrawn. Two news items this week from global streaming service Deezer, which is based in Paris. First, the company's long search for a CEO is over. 8 months after the previous chief executive issued his resignation, an established media executive named Dr. Hans-Holger Albrecht has accepted Deezer's top job. He'll take the post on February 15th, leaving his position at Millicom International Cellular, where he's also the CEO. That's an international wireless company. Deezer also tweaked its product, adding synchronized lyrics to its music streaming. That's a feature we see creeping into music services lately. Deezer is sourcing the new feature from market-leading Lyric Find, which has a standalone service where you can nail down the words to songs, and also provides lyric-finding technology to companies like Deezer. A new video platform is launching. It's called Vessel. A potential competitor to YouTube? Well, the giant Google platform probably isn't losing much sleep over it. But Vessel isn't trivial. Warner Music, one of the world's biggest record label groups, has signed on, and so has Vivo, which also partners with YouTube. So music will obviously be a big part of Vessel, and the startup is offering a different sort of deal to music rights holders. It will have a free plan and a paid plan, which will cost $3 a month. The paying customers will receive advanced viewing and listening to songs and albums that have just been released, while the unpaying customers will get that content 72 hours later at least. The music labels can make the advance viewing period as long as they want, so more than 72 hours a week, a month, or whatever. And this sort of system is called windowing. Think of how Hulu works. And in fact, one of Vessel's founders comes from Hulu. Many industry observers think that Pure Music Services should also use windowing to generate more money for labels and artists. You know how some musicians complain about streaming royalty payouts, and Spotify in particular. It's not that Spotify pays less than other services, but it's one of the biggest, so it's become a whipping boy. Superstar Ed Sheeran publicly declared that Spotify pays the right amount, in his opinion, and that he owes his whole career to Spotify. Sheeran took a point-blank shot at music labels, saying they keep too much of the streaming money paid to them. In other words, it's not about Spotify, it's about the label's contract with musicians. And other artists have said the same thing this year, notably Billy Bragg, who used Facebook to deliver his label critique. Back to Ed Sheeran, he compared himself to Taylor Swift. Swift, of course, rocked the music world recently when she withdrew her music from Spotify. And Ed Sheeran said that Taylor is an older generation musician, ouch, who comes from a different era, ouch again, when musicians actually sold records. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.